Exclusive. Former Me Governor Paulo Page. Democrat opponent Jared Golden campaigns like a moderate, votes like a liberal. By Hannah Knudsen on May 18, 2025. Democrat Representative Jared Golden. DME, campaigns like a moderate Republican and votes like a liberal. Former Maine Governor Paulo Page, R., who is running for Golden's seat in Maine's 2nd Congressional District, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday, listing the major issues the GOP must focus on in order to win in the midterms. There's several things he hasn't done in the state of Maine. I mean, the Canadians are encroaching into Maine waters. And he's not done a darn thing to help the lobster fishermen in the state of Maine. But he has some beautiful ads when he's running for office. How much he's helping the lobstermen, LePage said. Noting he went down to Eastport and spoke to a bunch of individuals who have never laid eyes on him, never have seen him. He doesn't go to the north and doesn't go to the east. It's awful, he said, as host and Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle mentioned that Golden, who essentially receives permission slips from Democrat leaders, takes money from the likes of radical Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, despite presenting himself as a moderate. Between you and I, the overwhelming majority of his money comes from California and New York, LePage said. When asked what the core message should be for Republicans going into the midterms, LePage said they must focus on the borders, social issues, and the welfare system. Listen. Breitbartmiddle.fm R. Governor Paulo Page, May 17, 2025. We gotta fix the borders. We gotta continue to work at closing the borders. This month alone, we just set a record in Maine for the most people coming in from Canada legally in the last. In the history of the state, while the president has done a marvelous job, the border patrols are actually protecting the border rather than doing paperwork that the people on the northern border were sent to the southern border to do a lot of paperwork. Well, now they're back in their jobs, and they're catching them all, he said. So we're going to close the border. That's number one. Number two, transgender. We got to take boys out of girls' sports. Otherwise we're going to destroy girls' sports. That's a big issue for me, he said, noting that the budget is extremely important as well. And then it's the budget, the taxes. We got to make sure that the taxes that Donald Trump put in place in 2016 remain. We need to keep those and we need to reform welfare. Those are the major issues that I'm going to be fighting for, he said. I think we can have a welfare system that can bring people out of poverty and bring them into the middle and the middle class, he said, offering a startling data point. When Lyndon Baines Johnson signed the war on poverty, about 14.9% of the population was on welfare. We spent billions and trillions of dollars, and today we have 14.6% of people on poverty. So we haven't really done a very good job at just giving money out. We have to have a willing to put people to work or volunteer or go to school. And we have to have a system where they can gain, he said. We don't want them refusing to take paid increases because they'll lose all their benefits. In fact, when Obama was in place, there was a recording of people telling people, I can help you if you quit your job, but I can't help you if you keep working, he added. We can't have that. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.